This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, January 22nd. God's word for you today is elastic limit. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. And it says, if you fail, fall apart, fall to pieces under pressure, in a crisis, your strength is too small. You weren't very strong to begin with. There wasn't much to you in the first place. The first enemy of fitness is disease, and the second enemy of fitness is stress. The third enemy of fitness is laziness. However, God's heart for us is holistic fitness and strength, physical, spiritual, and mental fitness. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 17 says, she guards herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task, and makes her arms strong and firm. Because fitness impacts directly on your destiny, you and I need to build our strength such that we become unbreakable. And no matter what is thrown at us, nothing pushes us to the elastic limit, and definitely not to the point of breaking mentally. Some people's minds actually snap out of anger. They get so provoked that they get stretched past the elastic limit and they snap. Some people get snapped spiritually. I pray that in the day of your adversity, you will not faint. On the day of your stretching, you will not snap. On the day of your stretching, you will not break. On the day of your stretching, you will not be deformed in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people, on the other hand, do not snap or break, but they are deformed. They are never the same again. They become bitter people. Even though the pressure is over, they have become envious people. They are just completely deformed. I pray that you will remain whole in the name of Jesus. The elastic limit, they say, is the maximum value of stress or force for which a material shows elastic behavior. In other words, when you leave her, she returns to her jolly good self. She is still happy, joyful, making friends, and this is because she's not damaged. I pray for everyone that is damaged that God will heal you perfectly, and you will be restored in the name of Jesus. You are fit when you can stand the stress and remain elastic without breaking or being deformed. You are fit when you can withstand the stress of life, when you can withstand the stress that your destiny requires, when you can withstand the stress that is on the path of greatness, and you remain elastic without breaking or being deformed. When you still remain elastic, then you are fit physically, mentally, and spiritually. I pray that you will be fit physically, you will be fit mentally, and you will be fit spiritually. I pray that God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. So back to our story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. The woman was fit. How limitless she was financially depended on the limits of her family, her faith, her friendships, and of her fitness. They all are connected. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 17 says, she guards herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task. Let us pray. Father, lay your hands on me, heal and restore me, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Fill me with your own strength, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.